You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
They often say that youth is wasted on the young because we're young, we're free, and sometimes not always known to be responsible with our finances. But what if I told you that that's changing and there's always an exception to the rule? Hayley Perry joins us now as money coach and facilitator at One Life's Truth About Money to help us unpack their second edition of the Generational Debt Survey for Youth Month. Hayley, such a pleasure to speak to you again. Welcome back to Kaya Biz.
Thanks so much for having me, Gugu.
I'm excited for this conversation because as we wrap up the month of June, well aware that it is known as Youth Month in South Africa, there's often this negative perception that the youth or young people in any generation typically have when it comes to their financial behavior. And maybe let's just contextualize this when it comes to the second edition of the Generational Debt Youth Survey.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, in terms of the debt survey, I think what's interesting is that, 44% of respondents say that they are not left with any generational debt and are determined not to pass any on. And like you say, I think this is positive news, you know, that we've got the signal where people are being decisive about becoming financially accountable and planning for their future, and in particular, towards the next generation. You know, so there is definitely some good news, some interesting things coming out of there. And for me, in terms of what we do, that's obviously really good news and really heartwarming because it means that financial education, financial literacy, this drive towards helping people understand what their game plan is with their money every month is bearing fruit.
I'm glad that you highlight this because whenever we think of inheritance, we always think, oh, great, you know, someone has some income, they come in a trust fund or perhaps an asset that an elderly loved one will leave to them, but also something that we can inherit. And it seems as though, as you've mentioned, that figure is reducing. Help us contextualize how.
Yeah, so, I mean, what we're talking about here is the difference, you know, the different side of the coin to generational wealth. That, you know, that's what you were referring to first. And I think generational wealth is something that's really aspirational that, you know, we all love the idea of. But very little is spoken about generational debt. And this is something that is obviously harder to tackle, particularly when it becomes endemic, when it becomes generational. And so I think although that there are these positives, you know, that there is some changing shifts, you know, the reality is that this threat of inherited debt is still there. We saw that 22% of respondents worry that the debt that they've taken on during their lives may still be passed on. And that's particularly heightened, I think, in the current economic environment where we've got economic challenges as cost of living pressures mount. You know, there's other people who are citing the fact that unemployment, even if it's not of themselves, but of those, you know, in their circle, also contributes to this. So even though when that debt was perhaps initially taken on, you know, the person was confident that they would be able to pay it off in a relatively short space of time, you know, unfortunately, life happens. Mm-hmm. And then this then impacts not only your ability for you to get this debt sorted, but you know, you start worrying then about, is this something that's going to be with me for the rest of my financial life? Gosh. And so that is a consistent worry, and we see that, you know, that is coming through, and you know, unfortunately, that is hard to tackle, particularly when circumstances change. But I do think you know, one of the other things that came out of the survey is that it is also showing that financial literacy, although inconsistent, is still improving amongst the youth. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that a lot of the respondents, you know, said that they are actively seeking more knowledge in this area, and they're doing it through social media, through podcasts. I think the access to some of these areas of information, you know, is making it easier for people to be able to get on top of this, understand, you know, how debt is harmful to their own financial situation, and then help them figure out ways to get rid of it.
100%. Despite the fact that we worry about debt, does seem as though assets, insurance and property are still top of the list when it comes to growing wealth and attaining wealth. But let's talk about retirement planning. This, unfortunately, still neglected by the youth.
Yeah, look, and I think it's something that's neglected by everyone, not just the youth. But there is definitely a sentiment, I think, particularly around younger people, that this is a problem for another day or another year. And unfortunately, that's one of the things that is hardest to get back, is when you're older and you suddenly realize that you've blinked and you're now in your mid-40s, and if you blink again, you're going to be retiring. And if you haven't started putting money away, you lose one of the most powerful tools available to you to help you retire, and that's the power of compound interest, which unfortunately needs time. And so that is why we are really passionate about helping to educate younger South Africans about the importance of making sure you spend less than you earn. And that means that you've got to be putting money away in form of saving or investment for the longer term, and in particular for your retirement. Because when you do that, you give yourself a real fighting chance of being, you know, one of the people who is able to afford to retire. Because at the moment, the figures are really worrying. I mean, what we saw in the survey was that only 6% of young South Africans currently have any form of retirement annuity or retirement provisions. And so that is an alarmingly low number.
100%. It does raise some concerns, and right across the spectrum, there's some progress, but there's still a lot more that needs to be done. In light of what you've mentioned, Hayley, it does seem as though we're improving our awareness in terms of financial education. We know that we need to budget. We're aware that we have primary expenses to take care of. We're planning for the long term, but we're also trying to do our best to manage our debt as things stand at the moment. I think let's focus on, you know, upward mobility, and that's the point, to earn a greater income, balance caregiving with career and family. So personal objectives versus the options that might be available to anyone. What are some of the key insights we need to be mindful of here?
So, yeah, I mean, when we're talking upward mobility, I think the first thing that people think of is getting a bigger salary, right? Because for most people, you kind of think, well, if I get more money into my bank account, that's going to solve my problems. And unfortunately, what we see is that consistently not the case. Unfortunately, what tends to happen is as your salary increases, you often tend to upgrade your lifestyle, sometimes even your mates and what you drink with your mates on the weekend. And so what we actually have to do is we have to stop and we have to figure out learning how to manage the money we do have better, so that if and when there is this upward mobility or you know, anything in that space, particularly for youngsters who obviously have a whole career ahead of them and they've got an opportunity to really grow their career trajectory, you know, if you can get a handle on getting the basics right, managing the money you do have well, making a profit every month, because, you know, a lot of youngsters don't even know that that's the goal with their salary, that they need to make a profit with the money that they've got coming in every month. If you get that right, then what happens is that when you improve your career prospects, when you become upwardly mobile, then you've got a real opportunity to grow proper wealth, rather than simply increasing the size of the money you pay to creditors every month, which is often what happens as people climb the career and income ladder. If they're not mindful, what they tend to do is just accrue, you know, more lavish lifestyles, unfortunately funded by credit.
100%. Hayley, there's so much we need to be, so much, and of course, opportunities to tap into knowing more about money, spending our money more effectively, where we can, earning our money, and of course, tapping into the right resources and tools that can help us. Thank you again for your time this evening. Truly appreciate it.
Thanks for having me as always, Cuckoo.
Fantastic. That's Hayley Perry, money coach and facilitator at One Life's Truth About Money.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.